Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Ray, and we're conducting a survey, and your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential, and, first off, what is your zip code?
53225.
Okay, thank you. And, are you Homer Bombs?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Okay. Mr. Bombs, like Barry Bombs, right?
Better like that. No, his mine's got an S on the end of it.
Oh, and his didn't? Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Bombs. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? You know, like I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay, Mr. Bombs?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
Well, you know, all of it was the same color at one time.
Oh, yes, we were.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'm black.
Okay, thank you. Absolutely, and I'm Hispanic, so you know we're the minority, but we're still brothers, still together, you know. And what is your age?
85.
Oh wow, you don't even sound 85. You sound like maybe 50s.
Yeah, I'm 85.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, more power to you, Mr. Bonson. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I already voted today.
Oh, you already voted?
I voted today.
Well, congratulations. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number. There you go. Well, you actually already voted, right? So that means 10 for sure. And, yeah, sorry. And thinking about the discretion the country, the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You know, I'll say this.
Yes.
If you listen to the media, you'll figure everything's going bad half the time. You listen to the people talk about other people's, you think people's going, the way's going bad. Now it's going bad for some people.
Yeah.
Some people's trying to do better. You know what I mean? And people don't want people to do better. You know. So I figure outside the wall, it's going, you know, the fight, everything's all right to me.
Okay.
You know, the money situation sometimes not, but it'll get better.
You know, we always struggle. We ain't rich. We ain't millionaires. I hear you on that one. So how do you feel?
You're comfortable.
Yeah, of course. Of course we are.
Yeah, we're living. It's comfortable. You know, things gonna get better.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you feel the direction of the country's headed in your perspective? Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied in the way it's headed.
All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
You know, if it wasn't for him, a lot of things would have been unchanged. Yeah, he's doing good. He was if he wasn't an old man, he would have did good. If he wasn't an old man, that oldness, you know how when we get old, we get slow and we forget.
Yeah, of course. No, absolutely. And
if it wasn't for that, if he was in his 60s or something like that, we would be doing great.
So would you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly approve of what he done did.
Yeah, at his age, he's doing good, right?
Yeah.
What you say? Okay. All right, understood. And I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, you know, just whatever. And you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first off, 0 to 100, Donald Trump, 0 being cold, 100 being warm.
40.
40, okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
Oh, I'd say about 80 or 90.
Okay, thank you. And Joe Biden?
About the same, 80 or 90.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you, sir. And Tammy Baldwin?
I don't know too much about her, but I'd say about a 70.
70, okay, thank you. And the Democratic Party?
Who?
The Democratic Party, you know, like the Democrats in general.
Oh, I'd about a 95.
There you go. Okay, thank you, sir. And J.D. Vance?
I don't know him. I know who you're talking about. But you know, I ain't going to say I'm not too much better because he changes.
Oh, okay.
He changed from what he was. I said about 30.
30, okay, thank you.
Yes,
and
you know,
then the Republican Party?
Man, I'm about 30.
Okay. And the last one here is the Project 2025.
Man, I don't care nothing about it. About 0.
Okay. 0, okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? Or since you voted, would you did you vote for Robert F.?
Harris. Harris did.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris. Yeah, I vote for.
Okay. And now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is, all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to the fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe versus Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves. Would you say 0, not all convincing, or all the way to 10, very convincing?
Wait a minute now. Let me get that right. You know, I don't think he should do it. I don't think it's right. So what would that be? 0?
No, a 10. A 10 that you need to vote. So he won't.
10. I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, we need gun reform now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies would make this worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns. Would that be 0, not all convincing, or all the way to 10, very convincing?
Very convincing. If he had did that a long time ago, he wouldn't have got shot upside the head.
You heard about that, huh? Oh, man. And Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they're willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of it. Quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits, such as yourself, and we must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and our grandparents, and I even imagine great-grandparents, maybe you.
Very convincing.
Yeah, right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling actions to address climate change. Would that be also 0 to 10?
10. He should have did that a long time ago when Kerry tried to do it.
Right.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah, so the next one is, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris, that's where I vote.
Okay, thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is...
Yes.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Mr. Bond.
Okay.
James Bond, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing to reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. So would that make it convincing from 0 to 10?
Very good.
Okay, thank you. And in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. So would that be a reason for 0 to 10?
10. That's a 10. I'm going to vote for her.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you. And this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. So would that be a 0 to 10 one more time, Mr. Bond?
That'll be a 10 because she got more compassion.
Absolutely. Hear you on that, sir. Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, sir. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from zero. Okay. You did your homework on that one. Okay. Yeah. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 0 to 11th, high school graduate, or a GED?
About the 10th.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced. I'm divorced.
And he said that proudly.
That's right.
And that makes two of us, don't worry. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, Mr. Bonds?
My daughter, she stayed with me. She's my caretaker.
Okay, and is she 18 or younger?
Oh, she's 24. She's 24 years old.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey, Mr. Bonds. Thank you very much for your participation. And I hope you have yourself a great evening, and God bless, and, you know, thank you for voting.
Okay, and you have a good one, too.
Absolutely, sir. You thank you for that. Have a great day.
Okay.